This podcast won't have music, even though it's about a famous band. My advice would be to put on your own favorite Tragically Hip track in the background, and I would recommend Grace 2. Or, after you listen to this, check out a whole album if you don't know the group. Listen to tracks back to back, and maybe you'll understand a little bit more about what this story is all about. Springer Square. On Saturdays, you can come here to buy vegetables, fruit, and crafts, and on Sundays, it's given over to antique dealers. But on one day in the summer of 2016, it was the site of a national historic moment, the final concert of the Tragically Hip. I don't think I've met a Kingstonian who doesn't love the Hip. People move here feeling fine about the band, but after a few years, you just can't help it. It's in the sweat coming off the limestone and the spray from the ferry. It's in the notes from the singing bridge over the causeway. Music. Lyrics, guitar chords, and drum beats. Greasy jungle, metropolis noir, looking for a place to happen. We know the lyrics to almost all the songs they've written, if not the meaning behind them. The first cassette I ever bought was a Hip album. I was 11. I had a choice between the new Nine Inch Nails album and Fully Completely. The latter had a collage on the cover that included naked ladies, so I decided that one would make me feel cooler and older, so I got it. Sitting in the windowsill of the front bedroom overlooking Patrick Street, I played that album on repeat on my new Burgundy Walkman. I sat there for hours, listening at full volume. By the end of the week, I could sing along with every song, but I didn't, because I was, I hope, totally invisible to my parents. Almost everyone in Kingston has a connection to at least one of the Hip band members. For me, it's Gord Downie, who played hockey with my dad for years and attended his wedding. When the news came out that Gord is dying, diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, there's a very human face behind the sadness for a lot of us. He isn't just a celebrity, he's the guy you run into at Terra Foods. He's the guy with a mean slapshot. Then the news came that the band would do a final tour, which would end with a concert here in Kingston at the K-Rock Center. The concert would be projected in full on a giant screen in the square, a magnanimous gesture. We all made sure we'd be around that weekend. Plans were cancelled, spare rooms were cleaned out for visiting friends, and we awaited what felt like, for all intents and purposes, a musical wake. On the day of the concert, the city felt galvanized, charged with an energy that was one part love, one part chaos. By 7 p.m., the square was packed, shoulder to shoulder. The streets were blocked off from Barrie to Ontario, and police were there, but on the outskirts. It was like we were allowed to celebrate and pay our respects without interference, and for once, Kingston felt permissive. Kids were on the rooftops surrounding the square, legs dangling off the side of Rochelieu's stonework. "Welcome home," read the banners on the back of City Hall. When Gord came out on stage, his projected image for us was clear and intimate. Close-ups of his full suit of silver elicited a spontaneous cheer. It was rumored that he had been forgetting lyrics and the songs were added to a teleprompter in front of the stage, but it's not like we cared. He played our favorites. He played new songs. He played from Fully Completely and I wept like a baby. We all did. It was an Irish wake on a massive scale, a faded man at the mic. We stayed until the bitter end, all of us there together. I realized as I stood there that this was Gord's gift to us. Be together was the underlying message, like a hidden note beneath all of his songs. Be proud and recognize what Canada has done and is doing to the First Nations, for Pete's sake. Gord always knew how to use a podium properly. Leaving the concert that night, feeling spent from tears and ear-to-ear smiling, I realized that Kingston is not on the outskirts of Canadian culture anymore. This concert was televised around the world, and the next day, news sources from Tokyo to Munich would show pictures of us standing in that square. Our humble city was growing, expanding, the tentacles of our culture and our values reaching out across the world. One man in a silver suit, and those of us whose lives he has touched, fully and completely.